You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Merk Nguyen and Nige Turner are 22-year-olds who are not so sure about adulthood just yet. Nige is in Oakland, Merk is in Brooklyn, and together they host the podcast Adult-ish as part of YR Media, formerly Youth Radio. They get real vulnerable in this culture and advice podcast, bringing on guests that can help break down what they need to know about being grown. Merk and Nige join me to talk about their show and trying to figure out adult-ish.
We call ourselves younger millennials. Davey, our senior producer, likes to call us Gen Zers, but I do not associate myself with Gen Zers or whatever.
Why?
I'm not one of those people.
I'm a younger millennial.
I'm not a Gen Zer. But yeah, and so we wanted something that was like really tailored towards us, and that's what we were looking for in the podcast game. I'm Black. Merk is Vietnamese.
Pride hashtag.
Hey, shout outs. And then... We just wanted something different, and we feel like it's really needed to have something that we could all identify with and just help us figure out our adult-ish.
Merk, what do you think was missing from, like, the podcast space that you wanted to fill?
You know, I think just representation, honestly, from young people who are like us, because we hear all the time on classic NPR shows people who are, you know, double our age. And let's face it, let's be real, people our age, some of them don't listen to NPR. Like, Nige didn't even know who Ira Glass was for a while.
False.
And
this is false.
Yeah, right. But, you know, we've heard other podcasts, other radio shows interpreting our generation's experiences, but we're the people who are actually living these experiences. So who better to talk about these kinds of adult, young adult topics than people like us?
We know that the public radio audience, the podcast audience, the majority is white. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering how you come up with your topics.
I think a big part of coming up with what we talk about on our show is what we would want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the how we pick it, it's a pretty small team. It's me, Merk, and our senior producer, Davey, who are involved in picking the guests, involved in planning out the episodes. And we just pick who we want to hear on an interview, who we want to hear on an episode.
What sparks an idea, though?
Yeah. I think
what is it?
I mean, it's a lot of, like, young adult stuff, though, that we do, like, on the show. Like, I don't know how to really handle my taxes. I don't really know how credit works. And we have people on the show, like Sonari Glinton, who's former NPR reporter. And he comes on there. He's telling me, like, don't go buy that Jeep Wrangler that you're trying to do. Like, come on. He's like, let me put you up on game, young blood. And I think that's something that's so real about the show is because I really was about to buy that Jeep Wrangler. Like, it was a move I was about to make. And he was like, don't do that. Like, let me let you know about generational wealth. And he's like breaking it down. I'm like, whoa, like. All right.
There's a clip. Let's listen to that clip and come back.
In the 6 years that I was at NPR, I've only given a review of two cars.
Right.
Can you guess which ones they are?
I'm assuming one is the...
One of them is the Jeep Wrangler, and it is the worst car. It is the worst car ever.
Why?
I mean, it makes me mad.
So much passion.
This is what it is. Can you imagine the amount of Drake captions I can put on my pictures when I post that on Twitter? Like, I'm standing on the hood of my Jeep Wrangler.
This is what it is. Oh, you think it's an SUV? There ain't no storage in it. Oh, you think...
He put me up on game. No, he saved my life.
And then, you know, and then that was a really cool episode. And it was kind of, you know, it's fun. You guys are fun. It's light. But you really get into some deep issues as well. And here's a clip with Demetrius Harmon that tackles mental health.
Is it safe to say that you're out there, you know, Lil Duval, living your best life?
Yeah. I'm living my best life.
Or, you know, does real life sometimes get in the way?
It's a mixture of both because, like, I struggle with the things that I struggle with as far as, like, being depressed and, like, you know, anxious and stuff like that. And so,
yeah.
I don't know, I really enjoy every moment. I think that's why I look so happy within those moments because, yeah, I guess, like, when things are happening, is I really just take everything in as it is.
So, again, how... You know, there's so many things you could be covering, right? Mm-hmm. How do you strike a balance between being, you know, fun and conversational and then really diving into issues like this?
You know, when you have a friend, you know, you don't want to be so like, I'm going to tell you all my sad stuff all the time right now. But you also don't want to be like, oh, I'm so happy all the time, because that's not really true to the human experience. Mm. I feel like with this show, you know, Nige and I, we're just real genuine people. And we know that our guests are real genuine people as well. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, finding those conversations that we don't necessarily hear in interviews all the time, mm-hmm. you know, instead of, what project are you working on? Because we ask about that too, but being like, hey, how are you doing today? And I think, you know, people who are on the media, they're not, sometimes people forget that they're actual people too. So mm-hmm. just remembering that human aspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was definitely a conversation that me and Merk had as well, though. Like, we were on the mm-hmm. phone and we're talking, and I'm talking to her about, like, my struggles with mental health, my struggles with anxiety and depression. And she's like, that's something you should work into the show, because we're trying to be 100% authentic with our audience and transparent with them. And I was like, who could I talk about? And somebody who helped me get through a lot of, like, my darkest days was Demetrius Harmon, because he has a lot of videos on his social media. He's like super big on Twitter, millions of followers, and he posts like his struggle. He's like, yo, I'm not having a good day today, and this is what I'm gonna do to get out of it. And like, I'd be having like those days, like those really dark days, and I was like, whoa, like, I'm not alone.
What do you think is not talked about enough in your generation that you want to talk about?
I would say, honestly, even though mental health gets brought up a lot, just really addressing that straight on. You know, another topic is probably loneliness. Mm. The post that we put up there, people our age really, really like that stuff. I mean, they're really into it. So we really want to double down on that in season two. But I think in this digital day and age, we're up there, you know, flexing, posting pictures of ourselves on social media, and we look happy. But I don't know if that's actually the reality of the situation, because I know for Nige and I, that's definitely not always the case. And that's why bringing our heart into the show, being real about what it's like to be a young adult in 2019 is really what the show is about. We want to let people know they're not alone in this adult-ish journey.
Mm-hmm. I remember we had Marley Grace on there, who's an author, and she was just talking about, maybe you should just put your phone down, go outside, do something, and don't tell anybody about it. Mm. And that just hit me in like a whole different way.
Is that hard?
It's like, whoa. I mean, I think it's definitely really hard for our generation. Like, whenever anybody does anything remotely interesting, it's like, oh, I gotta let people know that I'm like super cultured and super eclectic. Mm. And it's like, no, just do some stuff for yourself.
Mm-hmm. You know, this loneliness, a lot of people from our generation don't, I wouldn't guess that you guys are lonely, because you're online all the time posting all kinds of stuff. I'm like, yes, they have the life, you know? It's just like, So that's interesting to hear about.
Well, I mean, it was like a stat one time that it's like majority of people feel like a certain percentage worse after they get off of social media. Mm. Like, nobody really leaves social media feeling better at all. Like, everybody gets on there, posts their little version of themselves that they want to project to the world, and then is secretly lonely just behind that.
How do you think this show has changed you? Just producing it, thinking about the topics, meeting these people?
Any production of any type of art, I think, is people don't see how emotional of a process it is. Like, behind the show, yes, like, you guys are seeing, like, the end product, but there's, like, so many days that we're, like, it's tears, it's a bunch of, like, just breakdowns. We're, like, really pulling from ourselves, especially if you're giving, if you're giving anything of yourself, it's gonna take a lot out of you, and it's really emotionally taxing.
And speaking of emotional, let's play a clip of your interview with Ashley Hayes.
I say yes, highlight. I say I see you. You'll be visible, and you'll be worthy of all this praise.
That was crazy. You got me in here about to start crying.
No.
Oh my God. I never want to say one of my poems ever again.
Gotta keep writing, and you gotta keep going.
Hey, every time you were like, come through, I was like, come through, Ashley, you killing it.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I just want to say real quick, thank you for that, because you just spoke to my soul right there,
honey.
Especially toward the end, like, you know, this is something that, you know, you said you wake up every day and you're like, you know, doing your little things of like self-love and all this stuff and like putting your words out there. For me, like, I'm doing the same thing in my own way, and I just appreciate you for like really being able to capture that, because it's hard, you know?
That was a little bit of an emotional, you know, thing right there. Just the feels.
Yeah.
All
the feels. Being not only a person of color, but a woman of color. You know, we are people who haven't been given the mic all the time. And that's why I got so emotional, because you know, this job, this platform has really allowed me to feel empowered, not only because I have a voice, but also just hearing other people being able to share and talk about, you know, what they've experienced. So when I heard Ashley, I'm like, look at us. We are these two women of color, and having nights there too, just three people of color being able to talk about our life experiences where there's not a white person, older white person who's telling it for us. It was just so awesome because it was just real and raw.
Before you go, I got to get a sneak peek of what's coming up. Come on, just a little, just tease.
She wants it.
You want to tell her a little something, Mert?
Just a little bit.
Okay, so we definitely want to be hearing more from our listeners, you know, getting some vox pops, going out onto the streets and really having a presence, because we're making the show for young people, so we want to make sure that they hear themselves, and experimenting with audio for sure, different kinds of narratives, doing some reported pieces, and just mixing it up a little bit with music too.
Okay. Yeah, definitely mixing it up a lot. We want to do like some original, like some solo segments and stuff like that, not always just me and Merk, but some solo ones. We got an interview with Black Panther actor Bamba John Bamba. And he talks about being undocumented. That was like such a powerful interview. That was just me and him talking on that one, and that was it was amazing. And then also, I know we just have like a bunch of other segments that we're like working on. I had a segment on my Snapchat called Broke Boy Chronicles, where I would just like give like tips and stuff like that, even for travel. I had a thing called Broke Boy Travel, Broke Boy This or whatever, and it's just like how to just finesse when you ain't got no money, you balling on a budget. And so just a bunch of like really creative segments and stuff like that coming for season two, where you get to like really know me and Merk.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
We will be listening.
Yes.
And congratulations.
Everybody. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Merk Nguyen and Nige Turner are the hosts of the podcast Adult-ish from YR Media. You can find them wherever you get your podcasts.